country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, folks.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eye.
This is your host, Kelso, rushing to the microphone here. I just ran downstairs to bring up to the studio something I want to share with you in today's show that I'm mighty impressed with. Here, you can hear it right here. You can hear that sound. And, you know, I don't know if I was the first one to say this on radio, but I, you know, Rush Limbaugh, of course. Well, first of all, let's get through our housekeeping here. This is the Not the Rush Limbaugh Show. This is James Kelso and the Trump Phenomenon Show. Ranked slightly below Rush Limbaugh. And all of you talk stream livers out there can find us. I mean, sometimes is ranked as high as number 11 on talk stream live, where Rush Limbaugh sits atop the perch there, along with Michael Savage. I think those are the two most commonly top radio shows on talk stream live. Boy, are we honored to be in that company. Anyway, I thought, you know, what's Rush Limbaugh's secret? Well, he's brilliant. That's one secret. And he's really come around to being a, you know, really just a super patriot and a real Trump man. But anyway, if you recall, I think I was, did somebody realize this before I did? Listen to this and tell me if this rings any bells. The crinkling newspaper. I think that was Limbaugh's launch vehicle. I loved that sound in his shows as he ruffled the newspaper, whichever newspaper he was looking at. And I'm going to share with you a newspaper tonight. I'm going to connect the dots here. Why do I have a newspaper here? I've avoided newspapers for years because they're such crap. There isn't a good newspaper. Well, maybe that changed recently. I got my first copy today of a newspaper. Wait. Let's get through our housekeeping. Today is November 25th, 2019. The show is live. You can call in at 800-313-9443. I think I got it all there. Okay. So I'm holding in my hand. I got it in the mail today. I just, you may have seen it on TV. These promotional ads for something called, and here comes the name now, the Epoch Times, a newspaper. So, it says a dollar, and I just noticed in my bank account they cashed my $1 credit card payment for a month subscription to the Epoch Times. That will give me 4 copies of the newspaper mailed to my house, and it will give me 7 days a week of the online edition. So, and I haven't checked that out yet, so I can't report on that. But I got the paper copy. I just don't know how yet, but I'll figure it out. I'll my daughter figure it out, or my son. And they're both better on a computer than I am. So I got this today, and let me tell you, folks, I'm blown away. This is one hell of a good newspaper. It's thick. It's like a... it's like the big city newspapers used to be. This is a thick thing. This is heavy. It's got a front page section, what you got used to way back when is section 1 or A. Then it's got a second section, opinion. Then it's got a third section, life and tradition. It's got a fourth section. These are full sections, mind and body. Okay, I've got both. And so there it is. And the whole thing, I didn't count the number of pages, but it's a lot. Let's count it. It's important. 24 pages in section A.
It's got to be a folder.
12 in section B. So that's 36. My son and daughter are better at that than I am, too. 36, and then section C, I've got to add another 8. 46. What did I say? 36 plus 8. 44 pages. That's a lot. And it's a full-size newspaper. It's not like a little mini tabloid or something. This is a full-size. This is if you're holding the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times or the Chicago Tribune. It's a full-size newspaper, nice newspaper stock, beautifully printed. The front pages are in color. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 front pages of the 4 sections in full color. Wow. And the back page is in color as well. I mean, this is, and I haven't read the whole thing, not even close. But I'm already blown away by how good the articles are. What is this? The Epoch Times. Now, I don't want to get too bogged down here in promoting, somebody else's deal. I want to make sure that this only applies to those of you who've already contributed to the Republic Broadcasting Network or to TalkStream Live or wherever you're listening to this show. You've already contributed and now have extra money burning a hole in your pocket, and you really feel the need for a newspaper. I do. I want this for my kids. I want them to read a newspaper every day. It's a way to learn. It's a way to learn. If they read this for years, they will have a patriot education. They will have patriot history, patriot art and culture. This is great. And it has an authority. But I need it for myself too and my wife. You need a newspaper. Really, you do. And there's nothing like a newspaper. But the newspapers went to hell in a handcart many years ago. They've been worthless. They've been harmful. They've been deleterious to our world. We would be better off without them. As Donald Trump says, they are enemies of the people. Not some of them, all of them. Like up here in North Dakota, you'd think, well, come on. You don't have communist fish wrap up there in North Dakota, total patriot state. Voted more than 2-1 for Donald Trump and will do so again in 2020. All Republicans in all the state offices, almost. You don't have left-wing commie fish wrap up there. Yes, we do. Every city, we don't have cities up here, we have towns. Fargo, left-wing rag. Grand Forks, left-wing rag. Bismarck, left-wing rag. Minot, left-wing rag. Jamestown, left-wing rag. All the towns. Left-wing, and I don't mean just left-wing, I mean left-wing rags. Trash, garbage, fish wrap. How did that happen? Well, that's a separate topic for another time. But the thing is, the newspapers are owned, and interestingly, all those papers are owned by the same little group. Oh, how convenient. It's the same newspaper all over the state. They just change, they have a different car accident in Jamestown than they had in Bismarck or Fargo, and they change that story. Everything else is the same. And a few different obituaries. Otherwise, yard sales, a little bit different. Classifieds, a little different. So we need news. It's all over the country. Everywhere. The papers have gone to hell. Like a snowball rolling to hell. Let's see. Are we like a snowball headed for hell? Yes, they've reached it. So anyway, this is a great thing. And it's a dollar. Now, where do you find these people? In case you're interested in what I'm talking about, you want to investigate for yourself, it's the website is, let me find it here. I'm sure it's theepictimes.com. Okay, where is it? It's got to be that. You're not going to miss it. It's got to be theepictimes.com. And how can I not see that? Let me look on the front page. Yeah, theepictimes.com. And the $1 gets you a one-month subscription. Try it out. Of course, you give them your credit card and you have to cancel, or you're going to be signing up for more at $3 a week. But don't get that offer. There's a one-year offer, which I'm going to send in for 12 months for $139, which is not $12 a month. That's more like just a bit more than $10 a month, maybe $11 a month. That's what I'm going to sign up for. And the Epic Times. Now, let me just give you a little bit about this. Who put this out? Why is this such a good news? Where did this thing come from? The key is, I think, just looking at where they get the money. By the way, they have more than 1 million subscribers. Hoo-wee! I'm liking that. More than 1 million subscribers? This is success. As they say in the Trump campaign, winning. Winning. there's a Chinese organization called Falun Gong. And anybody else that knows more about Falun Gong, which would be any of you who know anything about it, I know very little. But it seems like this is a group of people, Chinese people, and they originated this newspaper. Chinese, and there are a fair number of them here in the United States. But they started this whole idea of a patriotic newspaper. They started it out. I think they have a Chinese language version. I'm not sure. But this is all in English, and it's wonderful. Anyway, I think they came up with the seed money and the energy to get this paper going here in the United States. Just to give you what is Falun Gong, F-A-L-U-N, Gong, G-O-N-G. Anybody who can fill me in who knows more than I do, please help me out. But it's basically a spiritual movement in China that once had many millions of adherents. It was tolerated by the Chinese Communist government for a while. Then the SOBs at the head of the Communist government, and of course, every Communist government is headed by SOBs. It's the only kind of person that can head such a thing. They started the repression of Falun Gong. They killed thousands of Falun Gong. Falun Gong was at Tiananmen Square, apparently. They killed thousands of them. There are thousands in prison in China right now. This is my incomplete understanding. And the what is the teaching of Falun Gong as a movement? It appears to be a wonderful spiritual movement that teaches, you know, good character. It would be my very amateur summary. It teaches good character, you know, honesty, truthfulness, kindness, virtues. It teaches virtues. And so I admire that. I think that's pretty cool. And they are, well, so that's, where's the energy coming for the Epic Times? It's coming from this Falun Gong. But now, you see, this is a paper, I'm putting my energy into this right now. And apparently a lot of other people are. We're really liking this thing. And they've given us a newspaper. This is somewhat reminiscent of, there was another startup that came from an Asian source, and I don't want to make too much of a comparison here, but just to, you know, for those of you that are hip to such things, there was a spiritual movement in Korea headed by Sun Myung Moon, and he had a lot of followers, and they had a little bit of money as a result, and he decided to start a patriot newspaper in America, and what was the result of that? I believe he bought the Washington Times, which was a failing small newspaper competing with the Washington Post in Washington, D.C. Had almost no circulation. He put quite a few millions of dollars into the Washington Times, and I maybe still is. And the Washington Times, I remember that was, at one time I subscribed to the Washington Times. That was a good patriot newspaper. I don't know what their situation is now, whether they'll mail it to your house. I never thought, I don't think it was this thick as the Epic Times. But that there's a sort of a parallel that we American patriots, you know, who aren't Koreans, we loved that paper. And it was all in English and it was all American. There was no, you weren't going to become a Mooney by reading the newspaper. And the paper didn't try to make you into a Mooney. And Falun Gong sounds even more, a little more solid than the Mooney movement. What do they call the Mooney movement? There's a name to it. Somebody help me. What's the name of that is? But the one where they had the mass marriages and all sorts of silly things. There you go. So that's a report I'm giving you today. I'm going to come up with some more news here for you. There's too much to talk about, as always. Some other things I was excited about today. Here's a story that remember the chlorine gas attack in Syria? Horribly injured children, we were told. Just put on, you know, screaming children, horrible looking injuries on TV. Well, looks like there's solid evidence the whole thing was a fake. It was another hoax. And this hoax was so good that even Donald Trump was fooled by it. But his natural instincts of being a patriot and an America firster caused him to not get into the war that was designed to create. If it was, in fact, a fake attack, and I'll give you the evidence, it's just surfaced now. There's a whistleblower coming through WikiLeaks, a whistleblower coming out of the OPCW, and let me look that up. I think that stands for the Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Warfare, probably something like that. Let me look it up real quick. Let me look it up, quick like a bunny here. OPCW, maybe some of you are faster typists than I am. I was going to say typer fastists. Let's see here. Faster typists, that's what we look. Okay, OPCW. What does that stand for? Okay, where are they? Organization for the Prohibition, not Prevention, for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. I like that. We'll come back and talk about them. They may have uncovered it was all a false flag. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big bad Donald Big John. John. Trump, that is. And we're back John. Here with the Trump phenomenon. So,
Big bad John.
Let's look it up here again. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Now, this is not a small outfit. 500 staff, I read, a budget of 70 million euros, which translates at the current exchange rate of $1.10 per euro to $77 million dollars a year. Staff of 500. This is a very capable organization. Well, they went to Syria after this alleged chemical attack by Bashar al-Assad on his own people, including attacking children and women, all of which was totally implausible. Why would he do that? You know, you look in a crime, you look for motive. He has no motive to do that at all. So are there others who do have the motive to fake a chemical attack on children? Yes, there are. And guess what? It looks like they did that. And here's the evidence. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, based in The Hague, Netherlands. It's an organization that combines, it's per the Chemical Weapons Convention. It involves 193 member governments. So this is a very authoritative group. Now, they're out of the UN, so of course they're very left-wing. But now they went and studied the site of this chemical attack. And one of the things they study is they study it was supposedly a chlorine gas attack. And it was supposedly from the air by Bashar al-Assad jets. And that's why Donald Trump launched his missile attack that destroyed a number of Bashar al-Assad's jets. It only destroyed jets, didn't kill anybody. Thank you, Mr. Trump, President Trump. Thank you for being that peace president. And he, you know, the idea of a false flag, the idea of a hoax, you know, you want to fool you want to fool Donald Trump. You want to fool the good guys. You want to fool you and me and the rest of us. Now, and they did, it appears. So they tested. One of the things that chemical weapons experts do is when they go to the scene of a chlorine attack, one of the things they find, they don't find the chlorine, which is very volatile and dissipates very quickly. So they're not looking for chlorine. They're looking for chlorinated compounds that were changed by the chlorine. That's the signature. So in the water, chlorinated compounds. In the soil, in the walls, in the wood, chlorination occurs. So they're looking for this. Okay, so they went and they sent the samples back to the laboratories. Then, strange silence. And this, my source here is Jonathan Steele, a really good reporter for The Guardian of Britain. He's breaking this. He's one of the people breaking this story. Brought to us by a whistleblower, purveyed by WikiLeaks. And the whistleblower is within the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. So, strange silence. The samples have been sent to the lab. Nobody says anything. Weeks go by. Nobody says anything. What happened? What happened to the samples? What are the results? Well, now we know. The reason there was silence is because there were no chlorine, no chlorinated compounds beyond the normal background of the environment. The water was normal, the wood was normal, the walls were normal, the vegetation was normal. The things they tested had not been through a chlorine gas attack. Canisters were placed. They saw two canisters, which were supposedly dropped from the air, and they said that those looked to be placed on foot, not dropped from planes. And they're just empty canisters. So you can hear crickets. No report from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. But the whistleblower has leaked the emails revealing this information. The whole thing was a hoax. Now wait till that gets to Donald Trump. Watch his hair catch on fire. Thank goodness the president didn't take the bait. And remember, the left-wingers everywhere, in chorus, in unison, all together now. The whole choir of left-wing creep communists, Joe Scarborough's, Chris Cuomo's, they were all screaming, "We've got to kill Bashar al-Assad, take him out, bomb him, destroy his regime, go to war, troops, we need hundreds of thousands of troops, we need combined air, mercy, ground assault on Bashar al-Assad, we need a nice, big, fat war against Syria." Thank God Donald Trump didn't take that bait the way the Bushies did in Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll be right back after this break. We got more very good news.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And so this is exciting news about the what looks like the false flag. Is that what you want to call it? But the fake, the hoaxed chlorine gas attack in Syria, which the great Donald Trump did not take the bait on that. Let me cover another story or two here in the brief time we have together here on the Trump phenomenon. We've got a half an hour left. Another exciting story I heard today is this one about Michelle Obama. Talk about, let's jump from one thing to another, from the pan into the fire. Michelle Obama. Oh, my goodness. Okay, there is a great reporter named Katie Pavlich who was reporting on the Tucker Carlson show. And I think she really is on to something. She said, notice that David Axelrod, who is a big Obama, let's look him up. David Axelrod is a big operative in the Obama machine. Let me just find him here. And if you've been listening to him, here's what Katie Pavlich pointed out. He has been bashing Joe Biden fiercely for the entire time that Joe Biden has been considering and then actually running for the presidency. This doesn't make much sense. Well, let's see, what is his position? David Axelrod, you've seen him on TV many times. He was the senior advisor to President Obama. Senior advisor. Right-hand man. Can we say that? Born in New York City. He's 64 years old. Married to Susan Landau. Got a BA at the University of Chicago. And born in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. I was born on Fifth Avenue, a little classier birth there. Anyway, David Axelrod is a real left-winger, liberal. I mean, he's the real deal. He's been bashing Joe Biden. What's wrong with that picture? Well, who was Barack Obama's vice president for 8 years? Joe Biden. David Axelrod shouldn't be bashing Joe Biden. Now, I'm going to connect the dots here in just a minute, but he has been. Why would he do that? Let's just assume that David Axelrod joined at the hip with Barack and Michelle Obama. And let's suppose, what do they say in the mafia? Consigliere, or what is the word for somebody that does your dirty work? He's a puppet. Better word, he's a puppet of the Obamas. So why is he out there? Obama is being mysteriously quiet. Michelle is being kind of quiet. She's out there, but she's doing lots of book tours, and she's doing lots of speaking, and she's promoting her book. What is the title of her book? Is it Becoming or something like this? I've only seen it. I wouldn't dare buy it. And promoting this book, which the left is, I'm sure it's a lousy book, pumped it up into, you know, number one, Obama, but Michelle's book. I'm sure there isn't one thing of interest in there. So what are we seeing here? Here's what Katie Pavlich, here's what she's saying. Michelle's going to run for president. How do you like them apples? Barack has not endorsed Joe Biden. Mystery number one. Michelle Obama. Axelrod is bashing Biden. Mystery number two. We have to explain these mysteries. Biden is he doesn't want to talk about his current relationship with Barack Obama. He changes the subject the second it's asked. Doesn't talk to Obama. He said so on national TV, one of the national stupid talk nighttime, you know, shows asked him, and he said, no, he hasn't talked to Obama. So Katie Pavlich thinks this. Michelle Obama is gonna rush out of the weeds when the Democrats have a brokered convention or some sort of impasse, and we're going to see a Michelle Obama candidacy. How do you like them apples, folks? I don't know how to react. I don't know whether to be happy, sad, or glad or mad. I don't know. I don't know. What we're all going through now is so strange. It's so unusual, this amazing experience. And now we got Hillary apparently lurking in the weeds. And we've got Michael Bloomberg now emerging from the weeds, saying he's going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on his campaign. I mean, what the hell? And we got, you know, the demon rats in their dumpster fire debacle, destroying themselves. Let's go. I want to get the reaction here from one of our best listeners, John in Missouri. John, can you hear my voice?
I think Michelle could do just as good a job as Barack did.
Yeah. I tend to agree.
hey, James, I don't mean to change the subject back to... Yeah. Donald and that bomb in Syria, but I think Donald was listening to his, you know, people in the background when he did that. And he also called the Russians and said, "We're going to bomb. Get your people out of there."
Yes,
he didn't
did.
Want to start anything. And I think he learned a lesson that day to not listen to them people. It's kind of like Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No
Donald,
question. Yes, he was. Yeah. Donald Trump had
that day.
Yeah. The scuttlebutt is that, you know, I mean, this is truly scuttlebutt for me. By the way, folks, you know the origin of the word scuttlebutt? Do you know the origin of scuttlebutt, John?
Scuttle means the deep six something.
I'll tell you. On a British Navy ship, there was a big barrel of water for the crew. You'd get thirsty. There weren't many luxuries. Horrible work. And you could dip your cup into the scuttle, into the butt, that is the keg, that had the water. Yep, and the scuttlebutt was, you know, guys would go over to get a drink, and they'd, you know, share a few words, you know, a break in the hard labor. So that's what scuttlebutt is. And the scuttlebutt,
Talk around the water keg, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But I don't even know. Uh-huh. I get so distracted, John, I don't even know what my point was. But here's the amazing thing. You're right, Donald Trump's learned a lesson here. And thank goodness he followed his peace president instincts. And you're right, he notified the Russians, hey, I'm going to strike at this aerodrome, and I'm going to take out this plane and that plane, and I'm going to take them out dramatically with, what was the type of missile he used? Tomahawks?
Tomahawks.
Yeah,
yes.
Like something, I don't know how many of them, 60, some amount of tomahawks. And very dramatic, nobody was killed, nobody was even hurt. And so, no, there was no danger there of war. He did not want a single Russian to be killed. So you're right. And he hedged his bet there. He was being told by these John Bolton types, these creeps, these bushy pro-war, never saw a war they didn't like people. You know, and you're right. I think in his, this was the scuttlebutt. The scuttlebutt was that within his office, he had family members and others in there crying about the poor children. And, of course, if children had been chlorine gassed by Assad, of course, that would make him a beast. But and so there's a natural reaction. People see a picture, and this is how they do false flags. You see a picture of horribly burned or suffering children, and your heart goes out. But can you stage such things? Yes. Can you get even more evil and actually burn children and kill children, as was done at the World Trade Center, in order to create a false flag? Can you actually kill people? Yes, we have evil people on this planet, folks, who do this regularly. But Donald Trump, you're right. He had people in his office there saying, you know, Daddy, how can you not respond forcefully? And apparently he was moved by that. And then he had the John Bolton types assuring him, Mr. President, we have absolute solid 100% 24-karat gold proof. Assad. Assad did this. And, you know, what's the president supposed to do? He's got all these rats and creeps in the intelligence community. And by the way, you're right, John. He has learned this coup d'etat against him was launched by what group? What group was at the center of this coup d'etat against President Trump? The intelligence community.
Oh, okay.
The CIA, the FBI. And by the way, I saw another great segment today. This was on an earlier Fox show. This was with, I'm trying to remember who the woman interviewer was, but she had on somebody called K.T. McFarland, who is a good friend of Michael General, get that right, Kelso, General, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. KT and this host asked McFarland, who really knows her stuff. She's a very profound and she's been very high-level senior policy advisor in Republican White Houses. He asked KT McFarland what, and McFarland said this. She said something, now this is very revealing, John. This is a person who really knows Michael Flynn well. And she said something happened with Michael Flynn. That's a very mysterious, and she said she didn't know. Something happened. In other words, she's mystified. And she said, there are two possibilities. Number one, the intelligence community wanted to get rid of Michael Flynn because, remember, we mentioned in the show yesterday, he was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, which is a very important, powerful, big, one of the top 17 intelligence agencies in the country. They wanted to get the intelligence community saw Michael Flynn as a problem who wanted to expose them. They had to get rid of him. She said that was
doesn't
one possibility.
Surprise me a bit, James.
Yeah.
Hey, Sunday,
the other
you had
possibility,
a guy called up.
Yeah.
Sunday you had
and
a
this,
fella called up.
Yeah, and by the way, this is what we were speculating. We're way out in the weeds here. Kelso's way out in the weeds. I'm just guessing from where I am, okay? But KT McFarland isn't guessing. She's a good friend of Michael Flynn who's worked with him, who's very high up in the government. She knows these people, and her speculation was exactly like ours, which is a possibility one. The corrupt SOBs like John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey in the intelligence community had to get rid of Michael Flynn. And what better way to get rid of him than to throw him in prison, falsely accuse him, stage a fake crime, squeeze him, threaten his son, squeeze him into a plea bargain or confession of a crime he didn't commit, a non-crime, throw him in prison and finish him off. Finish him in the military, finish him in government, ruin him as a man. And they did. Donald Trump has said this. They ruined a good man. They bankrupted him. He had to sell his house. If he hung on to his marriage, it's a miracle. Now, with that kind of stress, now, and she said the other possibility is this, and it could be both. It's not one or the other. It could be both. They saw Michael Flynn as a weak link in a chain whereby they could get to Donald Trump. So if they could get Michael Flynn in prison or frame him, they could somehow trip up and wreck or get to Donald Trump. That's KT McFarland. She said that today on Fox. That really stuck in my brain. And, of course, Michael Flynn is scheduled, I believe he's scheduled for sentencing. And this, of course, is a complete Michael Flynn and Roger Stone are the two individuals completely innocent, attacked by the deep state and thrown in prison, their lives wrecked. And this is that Lavrenti Beria, Lubyanka prison, KGB, secret police, star chamber kind of government we can't have. But apparently we do. And Donald Trump, he's got to live with it too. But he's in there. He's the big threat to this, and they've got to get rid of him. And that's what we're witnessing right now, John. I've been talking too much. Go ahead and complete some of your thought, please.
I was just going to say you had a fella called in Sunday at the end of your show from Louisiana, I believe, and you asked him to call back tonight. Basically, what he was saying was the American people have to go to Washington with their pitchforks and torches and throw all of them out. And
that was Kenny. That was Kenny in Louisiana. And I'll tell you what you can do. Whatever you do, don't take a torch. don't take a tiki torch, folks. That doesn't work. That's a bad idea. Pitchfork. Well, I like the. You know, Pat Buchanan has. I haven't heard much from him lately. It may be my fault, but Pat Buchanan, he used to have something called the Pitchfork Brigade, and it's time for the Pitchfork Brigade to put on their overalls. And, grab that pitchfork out of the haymow. And that was Buchanan's idea. He was so right then. He's even more right now.
Well, you need to stop by your state capitals and get rid of that group, too, because that's where most of those Washington guys come from. They come from our state representatives. The country's
overthrown by. And put on your red hat. Put on your red hat, folks. Make America great again or keep America great, and show up at your nearest Trump rally. Oh, there's some coming up. Let me give this news. I always try to do this when we have a show going here, John. I'm loving that you're my only caller right now, but I'll tell you what, you're better than 10 of the rest. Let me see here. Not our best callers. you good callers out there like Kenny in Louisiana. He's a great caller, but John, I think you're the best caller we've ever had.
James, I love our country. I've had an excellent opportunity in this country.
Yeah. Let me go to Donald. Here's where I'm going, folks. I'm going to DonaldJTrump.com, and then I'm going to events/events, and let's just see what he's got. Two events coming up. Last time I checked, Okay, yeah, it's still two events. So here's a chance where you can take your, you don't need to take your pitchfork, but take your wife, take your kids, and, you know, everybody's going to be safe and happy and fun. Sunrise, Florida, coming up on November 26th. Hey, John, that's tomorrow. Let me look here.
I'm going to be in Missouri, Jim.
That's tomorrow, okay. Well, folks, anybody that you fear within Sunrise, Florida is down in near Boca Raton there. It's down in South Florida. You want to be there. And there's another one coming up in Hershey, Pennsylvania on December 10th in a huge giant, it's called the Giant Center in Hershey. We will be back. Stay with me, John. We'll be right back after this break.
Well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. So we got John in Missouri with us, and the Show Me State, and Donald Trump's been showing them all. And let me close with this. This is another a fun thing that happened today. What's the name of that dog? I don't know if you know it, John, off the top of your head. The name of that wonderful dog that put the bite on what's that bad guy in the cave? Whatever his name is. Baghdadi, Al Baghdadi. This dog chased him down, and this coward blew himself up. But anyway, the dog was injured. He's recovered, and he was at the White House in the Rose Garden today, and with Melania and his handler, his special forces handler. And what a magnificent dog. And the president said this. Listen, here, I'll read it to you what he said, because you're not going to understand it, because the silly people on Fox were talking over the president, and so you couldn't hear the wonderful words he said. He said, this dog, it's something to this effect. If you open your mouths, he said to the gathered press corps, these hyenas, these barking hyenas, he said, if you open your mouths, this dog has been trained to attack you. here it comes. Listen to this.
Hold on, Jessica. We'll pick your new tape right later. Oh boy. Okay, so the president's here. Let's watch and listen. This is the Rose Garden. We were told that he was opening up an event. This is my call.
I think we can guess which dog.
If you open your mouth, you will be attacked. You want to be very, very careful.
It's trained. He said, I've learned about this particular type of dog. It's trained. If you open your mouth, it will attack. You need to be very, very careful. And then later he asked the handler, he said, how much chance would a really strong, trained fighter of a man have against this dog without a weapon, without a gun? And the guy said, zero. Zero chance.
That dog's pretty old now.
No, the dog's young. And he said, are you going to adopt the dog? And he said, no, because the dog
Baghdadi,
is...
Al Baghdadi, excuse me, I had the wrong
guy. Al Baghdadi, yeah. Yeah, Al Baghdadi didn't have a chance, folks. So this is a wonderful dog. But I love that. The president said, you need to be very, very careful. This dog has been trained. If you open your mouth, he will attack. Oh, John, you know, be glad we both lived this long to hear things like that. And,
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled, James. I love every day I wake up.
Yeah. The only thing that could make it better than that is if the handler had let go of the dog.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Wouldn't that be a sight to see the whole Washington press corps running across the south lawn of the White House, dropping their cameras? Their notebooks, chased by this wonderful dog.
Well, Donald took good care of that Navy SEAL.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah, Navy SEAL Gallagher. I love that. I love that. Fired the Secretary of the Army. Beautiful. Or Secretary of the Navy.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, folks. James. We'll see y'all in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night. Thank you, John. So long.
All right. See you, James.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.